Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your presence with your people. We pray that, Lord God, you will touch our hearts. You will give us the instructions of life. We honor you for hearing us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit among your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We are reading it together. And all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thoughts for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord add his blessing, his mercies and grace, even to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So our subject is Jesus, our righteousness. Jesus Christ is very clear about the things that should be priority to us, the things that we should seek first.
Now, Jesus, all the people in Yama, all the kind of here, or what they should say.
So, this is what you are going to do in the years ahead of you from today. That you are going to make what comes first become first in your life.
Because
some of us, what comes first to God is not first to us. That one, things cannot work well. But from today, you are going to put your life right. I said you are going to put your life right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus says that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Into Jesus say, "O zikana trishanya mina hinzi na natene yeno."
And all these things shall be added unto you.
Na mawaka ninyina was bomo.
And it says that because of that, do not worry about tomorrow.
O sande menti menji no chine ho.
If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then you do not need to worry about tomorrow. Because God by himself is going to do something for you. He is going to say that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
In other
words, evil should not perpetuate itself. It should end. It should become sufficient for one day.
And
God is going to do that for you. It is not something that you do yourself. When you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, he says that sufficient unto the year 2015, 2016, 2017 is the evil thereof. There are many things that God wants to do for us. Sometimes we take too many things upon ourselves that we should not take ourselves. It is because life is very complex. And look into your life. There are many things you have to take care of. Your academics, your family, your spiritual life, your body, your mind, a whole lot of things you should take care of. Life is so complex. So God wants to help us out. That is why Jesus Christ set our priorities for us. First things for us.
Internet Jesus Christ,
so that we can have a focus in our lives. And you will not be running helter skelter all over the place. Reading everything that comes our way. Because information is so much in the world now. And there are so many demands that are being made upon you, made from your teachers, made by your books, made by life, made by your children, made from your workplace. So much demands. But if you are going to respect the things that God has said should come first in our lives, you're going to step in to end everything that you cannot really take care of. What are the things that comes first to Jesus? He says that is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Righteousness is so important to this life.
Na yakatsene ya or ye bibia onye ye papa wa brabo imu.
Because the earth has been defaulted to be wrong.
Sana de asasia yetidi inyeme pi woma onko ye.
The right things do not happen by themselves.
Enyama otsene no on shadara mba damara.
It is the bad things that happen. So if you have a plot of land, you will not suddenly see a well-organized farm on it.
You
are going to find a weeds, strange weeds that you don't eat. The wrong things you don't need. That is what will show up by themselves.
Into the mass, I see beer. One can say, Shadan, you be a baby about two men, and one for see. About your name, Fubi, or Fufu, bringing baby Paul with a bear. Into my fine, yes, so.
The fall of man has made the earth wrong.
Into Yponashia, son of Wama Assassin, so Ayabasa.
That is why righteousness is of first priority to Jesus.
Internet send me yeah Zibia all those can when bravo.
That is what you must seek.
I don't know what you should share.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there are various types of righteousness. There is the righteousness of the law. And people like Nathaniel and Peter, they were so good in obeying the law.
They
could say that nothing unclean has touched my lips before. Wow. So that is one type of righteousness. And then there is human righteousness. Human beings can decide to do the right thing. They become great helpers of humanity, philanthropists, and givers and investors into mankind. That's human righteousness. And then there is also what Jesus described when he was around as the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. This righteousness was above that of the law. Because they had other traditions that they kept, and that they felt that it made them right in the sight of God. So Jesus Christ, in talking about his righteousness, he was making a distinction between the three righteousness that we've talked about, that of the law, that of human beings, and that of the scribes and Pharisees.
In the Abra Jesus, all kasafat sene ya wono, in all kasafat sene ya, all ye fi, all ye moya kanon same basin, moya mbrano, moya yipana femeze, na moya Pharisees, na a troy funoso wasn't.
This is the righteousness that you need in your life.
Na Jesus, net sene ya no, ono ne in here wa wabra boyimu.
And you need to seek it first every day, every time it should be first to you. It is a kingdom type of righteousness. This righteousness, when it enters into your life, or I should say, when he enters into your life, he is going to put all the wrong things right inside of you. Because left to you alone, you will produce only weeds, things that are wrong. Wow. So the Bible says that there is no good in us.
In the Bible today, in the Papa Biara ni yemu.
And there is no one who is good.
Na obiara sunywa oye.
Except one.
Chide nyipakwar.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So righteousness is primary because you need it in your life that the program of error, the spirit of error, and the way that life has been filtered to produce wrong things will be corrected right from the scratch.
Into your head saying the year when you know, bra boom. I'm in Zemebiara on Koye. In Zemebiara wash a sha. On fa in Shrebiara and on fans you may pay biara and fan mehano. The medicine in the year by Abra boom. I'm a Zemma to 2 years.
Because there is a spirit of error.
Well, son, as soon you are, I'm in Zemma say.
If you read 1 John 4:6, it tells about the spirit of error, the spirit of wrong.
This
spirit makes you get it wrong. Everything you do is wrong.
Wow.
Decisions you make in your academics become wrong. Your marriage decisions become wrong. Decisions about your own life becomes wrong. Because the fall of man has defaulted us to produce the wrong. Until we receive his righteousness. That will correct every one of the wrongs in our
year.
So that from this moment, from the year coming, from the years ahead of us, you will get it right in your life.
And fear the yin yi more be I'm a year two na ya yen see I'm a zeman yina akoye zamayen.
Well, sometimes we can get it so wrong that the way we look at things and we see people who are supposed to be a blessing to us, you see it wrongly. You see them wrongly.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And you handle them anyway, anyhow.
Into the monk of Fuoba Wabra Boma, able to order Ejuan, Basabasa Biamos, Washan.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are special people that God brings away to take us forward in an aspect of our lives.
Now, why young Kofubia and Yahupons or Shadaz and Abraham, but why may you too much to can Aquabra Boimo?
And we must be able to get it right to know that this person, I will not let him go. He can say whatever he likes to me. He can treat me anyhow. But I have eyes to see. I am not deceived. 1 John 4:4-5-6. By the spirit of error, by the deceptive spirit that makes me treat things that are supposed to bless me lightly.
Na the monk of we, so I be in Abraboma. More than you say that you must soon sum I am that soon sum and I soon sum I owe you no obey you on the damn one you know obey if you are a man you are not going to call for you and pay and shabby I will say you know you answer to my
I tell you what, in the coming year you will get it right.
Now me catch all that I feel seeing an enemy a being in the main
I speak against all the errors that you have committed this year.
Now I am the bunny biara I feel ya ye.
In your Christian life, in your prayer lives, in what you are praying about, in what you are expecting, and all the wrong steps, all the false moves, I speak against that spirit that perpetrated it, and I say that you receive His righteousness,
amen,
so that you are defended to produce right, to get it right when you read the Bible. To get it right when you see people. To get it right in your attitude to life. To get your life right and on the right course.
So for so our cassette, yes, soon biara. I'm in Zama on Koyeno. Zama Ben Abraboma, often Shabia from Brian. Naya, you wanted all your Bibia Oyen. Or cassette, yet a man soon summing in Ara. Or your Banaya and Wafimo. Zemibia Yaya, Onsen, Wafimo. Or cassette, you want in Ara, there won't two one Shayanodo. And found quite a fufona or a Benumo. Then, Mom, yet you away Yara for Jesus Christ, not saying a Yano. I'm away to my boy. I'm a Yaya, my Otten.
Say after me, lift up your hand, say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my righteousness.
How are you saying, eh?
You are in my life.
Ewa ma brabo.
Wake me up.
Yenam.
To your righteousness.
Na man saying, eh, yeah.
That I will get it right.
Na man, yeah,
without struggling.
Amen, braho.
I will think right.
Actually, yay.
I will understand rightly.
Na, see, yay.
I will not be deceived. By the spirit of the cosmos.
I assume some of my other dying pan.
By the spirit in the world.
I assume some of my Yazimu.
No matter how organized they are.
On four men, so what is a war warfare?
No matter how decorated they look.
On four men, so what is it? So all my wife,
I will not be deceived by them.
Man, that one, that damn.
Rather, I will get it right. In Jesus' name.
For Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Wow. Jesus is our righteousness.
Jesus Christ on a and sending.
We want to learn about His righteousness. And we'll go to the book of Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel
and then verse 24.
Daniel 9.
Daniel and verse
24.
Of course, Daniel is in the Old Testament.
Daniel,
and I'm waiting for you to get there. Daniel
9,
verse 24. Daniel was a kingdom person.
Daniel, no,
he was living, or let me say this way, he was a royal.
No, you'll be a ahemfo.
In other words, there was blue blood flowing through his veins.
No, you'll be a oye titi.
He wasn't an ordinary Jew.
Onye Jew yi biara biara.
If he had stayed around and not gone into captivity, he would have maybe become a king one day.
Say, mom, atina wana wankwankwa suma. Nkebi obayo ahin, that could be.
But because of the sin of Israel, Nebuchadnezzar came to conquer Israel and took all of them and selected these royals and put them in his palace.
Now, also today, Israel and Baba Fuminti were conquered soon. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, but Daniel, Ninkofubi, Waye Basa Kanoho, now Ozwan conquered soon.
But you see, once a royal, always a royal.
Let's say you'll be a yetitia, I'll be a yetitia.
Because the rulership gene is in you if you are in Christ.
Osana, I hinzi, ma oma hinzi hino, or the one woman who said, Christ.
And no matter who takes you captive, no matter what takes you captive, you have the potential to rule over it.
I'm following you, Pakro, but for what one call sumu, ma oda etumizi hino, or woman.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Daniel and his friends were carried to Babylon.
Into Daniel and I go phone was one called Babylon.
In the Bible, Babylon stands for the religious order, order that looks like it's okay, but it's not okay before God. Before men, it is okay, but it is not okay before God.
Let's say Bible ma. Babylon jina o ma de enzemebi anyi pane nyu odono ye wodo ye na so ya mene nyu odono ye.
Daniel knew about the kingdom of God because it was flowing through his blood.
Now Daniel zinu nyim yakopon na hinzi osande no mo jem.
So he prayed to God, the Lord God, although we are in a system that seems like they respect us and have made me even a king in Babylon, yet I know this is not your plan for me.
Yeah.
I know that you want your real kingdom to come. And you want us to rule in this life in your holy place in the holy nation of Israel.
Now Daniel found that baby I won't want to oh would that a hinzu or was it now so or to more that my hinzu no all quadru one on yen yamina hinzi titsuna wash a shaman.
And I want you to know that you may have gone through a semblance of rulership that is acceptable before men. After all, you are living above the average. You have cars, you have buildings, you have family, you have whatever. But I want you to know that there is a certain level that God has got for you.
Amen.
From this moment onwards, we are supposed to be like Daniel, who are longing and seeking first the kingdom of God and his type of righteousness to come in their lives all the same.
Na ebi abraboy mu ewo nzema pi nzema ebotu ma bubu ezin nyinara iwo bi na so oye wo de ono yitin ne yen na emom ye be prashosha Daniel ne tin ne yen a osede ore pre Jesus Christ ne tin ne yen na ma onye manyipa ohwehwe no.
So Daniel was praying and seeking God.
Nti Daniel na ore bom pa twa nyame ne yim.
And God caused an angel.
Na nyame sum abofo.
Angel Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel
to fly to him, although Angel Gabriel was weary. Hey,
Osuma Gabriel, the umbra nchan.
So he was caused to come to Daniel.
Into was shan the day, umbra Daniel.
In other words, God held the angel to get to Daniel.
Na yankupon so angel no mo debra Daniel ho.
And this is what the angel said when he came to Daniel.
Na damina angel no ken wa bra omu Daniel no.
What the angel said in Psalm looked beyond just Israel leaving Babylon at the time to a period in the life of mankind who is in a kind of religious system of the world, a period where God will take them out of a system that seems like it accommodates God small. A life that seems like it is quite okay. It's so close to rulership, you know. So this angel spoke beyond the normal captivity, which was supposed to be over in 70 years, for which Daniel was praying, and he prophesied ahead about the coming of the King of Kings, the Messiah, and the establishment of the real kingdom of God, not just among the Israelites, but in a whole world that had fallen prey to Babylon, or a religious system that seems that it accommodates God and is okay, but which is not the best of God. This angel speaks about it, and that is what we are going to read.
Now, demonstrate for you, Gabriel. Obeno, wambaka sanfa oye Babylon ahinzi no ho. Nemo wabaka sefa ahinza, ochan ahinza no ho huom da membre no. Oka sefa yankupo ne tse, Jesus Christ ne tse ne ye. A oze ahinzi bia oze ba. Oba se seyi pa ne jina biwefi baby a wawo no. Zako baby fofo.
There are six things over there.
Nzame siyebi no wawo.
First of all, the angel said that 70 weeks are determined upon the people and upon this holy city.
Na os de oye depend.
I don't want us to go into that because it's so complex for you. But I want you to note the blessings that come because what you are reading is fulfilled in and by Jesus.
He
says to finish the transgressions.
Hey!
He says to finish. So sin can be finished.
It
can end. Because the whole world is under the sway of sin. But a time is coming, a time was coming, and it came in Jesus. That sin transgression was finished.
Ah, Amen.
And then number two, it says to make an end of sins. Look at it, sin can end. We are going to find out when it ended. When transgression finished. Number three, it says to make reconciliation for iniquity. This powerful news,
oh.
Among things that God instructed that seal this thing until the time of the end, when it is going to be unveiled.
Now, Jesus Christ, I mean, some year was this year. Copy my bra. What be you do them?
So, transgression is finished. Sin is ended. Iniquity has been reconciled. The books have balanced.
I said, "Mumu, yeah, was a baby, was a bonus so a baby, and now in sincere so, what a bonus one so, no so was a baby, you cry. In the sin in Arabic, yeah, at it
the iniquity account has balanced.
Oh yeah, Mumu, yeah, in Arabic,
at first it was tilted like that.
What's the kind of no engine, yeah?
Because sin was so heavy upon the world.
And a bonus why do when you pan out,
but somebody came.
Now so be bang.
And stood on the other side of the scale.
No, but you know, scale no for baby.
And balance the thing.
Mama, baby, yeah, pepe, pepe.
And reconcile the iniquity.
Ama, emumu yaso, aye, pepe, pepe.
Number four.
Otodanan.
Says that to bring in everlasting righteousness.
Now, also that, also say, ne, yeah, aye, fibo, no, baba.
Number five. To seal, oh, wow. If you are not excited about this, and about this period in which we are living, and about what Jesus has done, I am blessed already.
Amen.
Hey! To seal up every vision, every word of God,
every prophecy that has been prophesied from Adam.
Amen.
There is somebody. He came. He came. The word seal up in the Hebrew or Aramaic, whatever that Daniel verse was written, much of Daniel, part of Daniel was written in Aramaic, but it means to end vision and prophecy. It means that in Jesus is the end, is the fulfillment of every word of God, every idea of God, every dream of God. There is nothing beyond Jesus. He completed, he sees it, he finishes it. Wow.
Now so what Jesus Christ Simono Bibiara when says say Yankupana Kasa Oshade Osiba Baby Pa. Now said that oh yeah, and you saw Zimu and I'm constant.
The Bible put it this way. It says that in him all things consist. Wow. Everything holds together. In Jesus, all things consist. You cannot have Jesus as your righteousness and have things dissipating out of your life. He says that if you seek my kingdom and his righteousness, they will be attracted to you.
Amen.
They will be coming
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
All things consist.
Into intimate na Jesus him na ensene tin yenmo na enzama nya basabasa enzama papa biara odo bo wa brabo mu no won bongu na embom se se Jesus him na tene tin yema da men zama apapa ni nyinara wo toka wo hu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.